USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two more planes carrying Americans from China are arriving back in the United States. They'll stop at Travis Air Force Base in California, where they will be screened for the coronavirus. Dr. Jennifer McQuiston with the CDC.
While under quarantine, each passenger will have symptom checks multiple times a day. And if anyone is found ill, they're going to be immediately transported to a local hospital for isolation with conditions that will help prevent spread.
There are now 61 cases of the virus aboard a cruise ship off Japan. The death toll from the virus is now 636. President Trump's lawyers want to put the brakes on a lawsuit filed by an advice columnist who's accused him of raping her in the 1990s and is now seeking DNA as possible evidence. They argued that E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit is extensive and burdensome. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez's frustration with the Iowa caucus process was clear during an appearance on MSNBC. He said even the Iowa State Party Chairman agrees a re-canvass may have to occur.
The party chair has acknowledged that. He's apologized for that. And we've worked together over the last few days to fix the challenges. And I'm very relieved that we now have 90% or 100% reported.
Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders both have 10 national delegates. 7 Democrats will be debating tonight in New Hampshire ahead of their Tuesday primary. A powerful storm has ripped through the southeast, killing at least 4 people.
Our whole patio's gone. I started crying. I thought, oh my God, we are so blessed that it didn't destroy the house.
That lucky lady in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, almost 150,000 homes and businesses have no power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
More backlash over the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
During her weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is continuing to blast President Trump over his State of the Union address.
We will not allow any president to use that Capitol, that chamber of the House of Representatives, of the People's House, as a backdrop for him. Now, all presidents have guests, constant guests. That was not a State of the Union. That was his state of mind.
The California Democrat also is slamming Republicans who were chanting 4 more years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Bureau of Land Management has approved new management plans for 2 national monuments in Utah that have been reduced by the Trump administration. The 3 management plans affect the reduced Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, as well as 900,000 acres removed from the staircase, and permits more drilling, mining, and cattle grazing in the areas. Various groups have sued to invalidate President Trump's order to reduce the monuments, which was established by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Last year, a federal judge declined a Justice Department motion to have the lawsuits dismissed, and the Interior Department has received criticism for issuing the plans with the litigation ongoing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.